This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
I want to rock. I love that song.
So do you want to rock, Doug?
No, I don't want to rock. I want to lock. I want to lock in an interest rate while rates are this incredibly low. Any snappy comments for that there, Tammy?
I got nothing.
You have nothing for that.
Nothing.
Well, welcome, everybody. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
So you hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. Joined by my co-hosts, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me. A little twisted sister on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know. It just brings back my freshman year of high school, 1984.
Right. Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
It's a little scary.
Right.
So I don't want to rock. I want to lock. Exactly. I want to lock in as many interest rates as possible before they start to go back up, because this is a nice little run.
Right. You know, something that came up for us this week was locking versus floating your mortgage rate. So let's get into that, Doug. What is the difference with that?
Okay, so when you go to get a mortgage, you have a choice to lock in the interest rate or to float it. Okay, float it meaning that nothing's locked in. You're subject to market changes. Market can get better. It can get worse. And you're just going to get what the market gives you at that point.
So I'm guessing you get asked, should I lock it or float it, how many times a day?
Ooh, plenty. It's a great question, too. Should you lock your rate in right away? Should you not? And it's a different answer whether it's a purchase versus a refinance.
And why would that be?
Well, if it's a purchase, you have a designated time frame that you have to be able, you know, that you have a closing date that's usually already set. Normally, you're not going to lock in an interest rate unless you know when you're closing. So, for instance, if somebody's buying a short sale and they don't have investor approval yet, we're not going to lock in an interest rate because it might take 30 days. It might take 6 months. We don't know. So there's no sense locking in a rate. On a normal loan, though, on a purchase, if we know it's 30 days, we know it's 45 days, then we can lock in a rate for the time period that they need that goes all the way through their closing time.
Okay. So once I fill out that loan application, I guess you're going to ask me at that point, do I want to float the rate or lock it? What should I choose at that point?
Okay, so here are the choices. So at loan application, so once a lender only has 3 days from the point that they have the pieces of information, there's 6 pieces of information that make it a true loan application. So basically knowing, once you know the subject property on a purchase, you know what house you're going to buy, the lender will normally have enough information that they have to issue a good faith estimate within 3 days, okay, after that time period.
Right.
Which means they have to issue the initial application, all the disclosures, either as locked or is floating. So if you don't lock in your rate right then it has to be disclosed as floating, and you're going to have to fill out all the paperwork again once the rate gets locked in. So if you decide to float, you have to be prepared that you're going to be signing everything again. May not be a big deal, but you just have to be prepared. It's going to be a little more work for the lender, of course, and for you as a consumer, too.
But is there a charge or a fee to lock a rate?
Some lenders, the answer is yes. At Cherry Creek Mortgage, the answer is no. Okay. We don't charge anybody to lock an interest rate because we don't necessarily want them to be obligated to use us because we've charged them money to hold them hostage so that they can't go anywhere else. We would prefer that they use us because we're giving them the best deal and we're giving the best advice, which is really where the separation comes in between us and other lenders. Is you, if your lender doesn't really know the market, they can't give you good advice on when to lock in a rate and when to float it.
I could definitely see that happening. Now, how often do rates change?
They change every day. So if somebody is out shopping for a loan, you can't compare one lender to another unless you shop them all not only the same day but even within a few hours of each other, because they may be significantly different on their quotes just based on what the market's done from one quote to the next. So you have to be careful to know, has a market changed since the last quote?
Why wouldn't I just lock my rate then?
Well, it's a great question, because there is a downside that once you lock the rate, the upside is that you're secure. If rates go up, mm-hmm. now you're protected. Okay, you have that great rate. If rates go down, you don't necessarily get the benefit of that lower rate if rates do go down.
That was my next question. You know, why can't you guys change the rate if it comes in lower?
Okay, so what happens is when a lender, whether they're a bank or whether they're a broker or whatever their situation, when you reserve the rate with them, there is an expense tied to that. So, for instance, at Cherry Creek Mortgage, we're a direct seller to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And when we reserve money on what we call our hedge, there's an expense to it. And we have to deliver at least 80% of the loans that we lock.
Okay.
And what that means is that there's going to be at least 1 out of 5 loans that will fall out for all kinds of reasons you could never predict.
Okay.
The inspection doesn't go well in the property. The person just gets cold feet and backs out.
Is lower.
Right. So we have to deliver a very high percentage of the loans that we lock. And they're reserved at a certain coupon rate with mortgage bonds that guarantees that rate. And so if that gets canceled and we have to renegotiate or the customer goes somewhere else, it does cost us real money and will cost any lender real money. And that's why you can't just go ahead and give the lower rate to somebody if rates go down. And so the mindset for consumer that I encourage with this is when you think about a stock, okay, you're never going to buy it at the exact low and sell it at the exact high.
Right, that's true.
Okay.
Right.
Now, there are certain times you may want to hold off for a few days and not – I'll give people the advice. Now is not the best time to lock. We may want to wait a few days. I know there's a certain jobs report coming up. I know I watch a lot of the technical indicators and everybody hears my market updates on our show. So I know the market really well and I keep my ear to the ground, and nobody can predict rates perfectly. But what I can predict is certain odds that they're going to move in a certain direction. Okay, so for instance, I know that there's a stochastic crossover that tells that we're going to see some selling in the market or maybe some buying in the market the opposite direction. So chances are that rates may get better at that point. So in those cases, I might encourage somebody to float for a few days. I don't like to gamble with that for very long. And when I know mm-hmm. people that aren't ready to lock in, even when the rates are really good, I'll even ask them, hey, listen, you probably like to go to Vegas, don't you? because you're gambling with this. You could lose this rate.
It's true. Now, I know that there's different lock periods in a 30 and a 45. And so why are there different periods?
Okay, so when the coupon gets reserved on Wall Street, okay, with the hedge, it has to get reserved for a certain time period. And a typical lock is a 30-day lock is what you see quoted.
Right.
Yeah, what you see quoted on like the best rates out there, typically on a 30-day lock. For each 15-day period, which is the increments that they're usually measured in, you can get as short as a 15-day lock. So 15, 30, 45, 60, 75, you know, 90-day locks.
Mm-hmm.
The longer the lock period, the higher the interest rate. Because you're trying to guarantee trying to guarantee that rate over a longer period of time, and there's a higher fee to that.
Okay.
So typically, the closer you can wait to closing, the better the interest rate. But the thing is, let's say we want to wait, you're 45 days away from closing, and you want to try to wait till you're within 30 days. Well, rates, you may get 1/8% better on the rate because you do a 30-day versus a 45-day, but rates may go up 1/4 point. Within that 15-day period of time.
So I lost money.
Right, so you still end up losing mm-hmm. money. So in most cases, it's better to still lock in pretty quickly as long as the market is stable. You get that rate secured mm-hmm. because rates go up a lot faster than they come down. They'll shoot up within 1 or 2 days sometimes where it can take them weeks or months to come back down.
Okay. All right. And my next thought was, you know, what happens if, let's say I'm in the middle of the transaction and I'm, you know, buying the house, but then something happens and I'm locked in, but my lock period's over. What happens at that point?
Right. So if you can't close by the lock period, mm-hmm. and this happens frequently, especially on purchases where we had somebody that had a plumbing issue out in the yard and the seller had to get out there and fix the plumbing. The drain line was collapsed mm-hmm. and it takes some extra time to do it.
Sure.
So if it's the seller's fault, then you know, there is a fee.
Go on them. Mm-hmm.
Well, it can go to them, but you have to negotiate it. Okay, so if there is a fee to extend the lock, sometimes the lender will eat the fee. Sometimes the lender may split the fee with you. But in most cases, if it's not the lender's fault that the deal didn't close, then as a consumer, you may have to pay for that. And the lock extension fees, they're real legitimate fees that the lender has to pay. They're not cheap. But sometimes you can negotiate with them to split the fee with you or something like that, just depending on who the lender is.
Right. Now, what about if I'm building a house? You know, I know my house isn't going to be done for another 6 months or something like that. What happens with that?
Okay, so when you get 90 days or more, it's called a long-term lock.
Okay.
And we can do locks 6 months. We can do locks even up to a year long lock. But the longer the lock period, remember, the higher the interest rate. And once you get it on a long-term lock, 90 days or more, the consumer usually has to pay some money up front to reserve the rate, either a half a point or 1 point. So 1 point would be 1% of your loan amount.
Correct.
That you'd have to pay up front to reserve the rate. So then on a long-term lock, you have to then understand, is that money that's going to go toward closing costs later? Is it refundable? Is it not? And then also, is there a float-down option?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever
okay.
heard of float-down options?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so a lot of long-term locks will give the option that the last 30 days before the loan closes, if the market's improved, then you can float the rate down to current market.
Okay.
So it takes away some of your risk by paying some of that money up front. Because
and that's only available on new homes?
Well, it's available on long-term locks, which usually you'd use on a new home.
Okay,
got it. That would be the primary time that you'd use that.
Okay.
So here's the deal, Tammy. This is where you really have to make sure you're dealing with a professional. When you're buying a home or refinancing a home, you have to have a lot of confidence in the person you're dealing with, that they really understand the market and can advise you when to lock and when to float. Because the average consumers are just really not going to know this. They're not really going to understand it. And if you go with just some bank that has an administrative person handling the loan, they're not going to give you any advice in that area.
Right,
because they really don't know anything about it.
It's right, and I mean, this is where you come in, Doug. This is your profession, and this is what you're the expert at. And so how would someone get a hold of you?
Okay, so if somebody would like to get advice in this situation, even if you started the process with another lender, get in touch with me, get a second opinion, call me, reach out at 314-472-DOUG, 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You can call me, you can text me. You also can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. DougHaldeman.com, and let me give you advice on when to lock and when to float your interest rate. So do you know the best strategies to reduce your closing costs? Well, coming up, I'll be giving the insider tips to make sure your closing costs cost you the least amount of money when you're buying a home. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Have you or someone you know had a home buying experience that didn't go smoothly? Don't miss out on your next home by not having a mortgage pre-approval from someone you can trust. Get the negotiating power and peace of mind you need during your home search by giving your lender, the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team, a call. They will guide you through a quick and easy pre-approval process that enables you to have the purchasing power you need to buy your next home. And it gives you a leg up over other buyers when you find the home you like. Nothing impresses a seller more than a buyer with a pre-approval in hand from the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team. Call to get your pre-approval today at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-D-O-U-G.
NMLS 298-419, Cherry Creek Mortgage, NMLS 3003, 13321 North Outer 40 Road, Chesterfield, Missouri 63017, Equal Housing Lender.